This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A new study out of Sweden looked at more than 38,000 people's sleep habits. And they found that people who take naps on the weekends to catch up on some sleep they missed out during the work week are less likely to die young. The researchers say it's a, quote, tentative conclusion, so they're not willing to say it's a fact that sleeping will keep you alive. But hey, it's not like it's a big sacrifice on your part to try it out just in case they're right. Love my weekend snoozes. New study out says when people are navigating around town without apps, men are actually better than women. Why? Research finds men are more willing to take shortcuts and improvise on the drive, while women are more likely to stick to the route they know. And because of that, men usually got to their destination a little bit faster. New study says people barely ever say thanks when someone helps them out. The researchers found people didn't say thanks in 6 out of 7 cases. So, if you do 7 nice things for people today, you'll get 1 thank you. There is one catch. The study focused on people thanking their friends and family members. Researchers think we're actually more likely to be grateful when strangers help us out. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. What do you think about when you get up in the morning? Apparently, there are some things we all think about, like the weather, something we have to do for work, something health-related, household chores, what's happening on social media, getting the kids up and off to school during school year, the morning commute. Gee, what am I going to wear today? Family issues. Oh, and can I get away without washing my hair? Now, if you're not a big veggie eater, there's really one you should be eating. And health officials say that's broccoli. Broccoli promotes healthy gut bacteria and lowers your cancer risk. It has a ton of vitamin K, which helps you absorb calcium, makes your bones stronger. I love broccoli. Love veggies altogether. Study out of Germany, 23,000 people aged 17 to 85 has determined the exact ages when we're the happiest. Very specifically, your happiness peaks at age 23. Then again, at 69. They say in your early 20s, you're energetic and all excited about life. And then in your late 60s, you're retired with time and money to do whatever you want at a moment's notice. Unfortunately, what you probably want is to be 23 again. Boy, could this be a knucklehead story. An employee at an engineering company in Michigan has been fired after police determined she had baked laxatives into brownies for a colleague's going away party. There had been rumors before the party started and nobody ate them, but they did call police. Witnesses said there was tension between the two employees. Police said if anyone had eaten one of the brownies, the woman could have been arrested. As it was, she was fired. This long 4th of July holiday weekend, right through the 4th, it's the alphabet of classic hits from A to Z here on Super Hits 103.7. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of classic hits by the letter from Saturday the 30th through Wednesday, July 4th. All made possible in part by Apple Insurance, Van Buren Youth Camp, South Haven Public Schools, Moss Chiropractic, and the Blueberry Store. The alphabet of classic hits is back on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Enjoy. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where cops made a monkey out of a guy who thought he could blow town in a stolen car by cornering him in a ditch, where they found him behind the wheel with a frightened Capuchin monkey clinging to his chest. The owner said the keys were left on the floorboard of an unlocked vehicle, but he did not give Hessian or anyone else permission to drive off in it. A 23-year-old crook who wasn't hurt in the accident told deputies he got the monkey in South Carolina 4 years ago, but admitted he did not have an exotic animal permit. He was taken to jail. The critter, named Monk, turned over to animal control. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should talk about on The Daily Buzz? Get it to me. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. Fax is 637-2675. Snail mail to 11687, M140 in South Haven. You can drop things off to that same address right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com, our website. Also on great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.